So in the Ben Ishchai, Parashat Ve'yeshev, and Halachot of Chanukah, Halacha Yudchet. Ben Ishchai writes, Tov li ten le'echad mibanav haktanim le'adlik bi'adam, ner hanosaf, kedei lechanchan be'mitzvot. So we know that the minhag of the Ashkenazim is that every ner ishu beto, that every person in the house lights the menorah and makes their own bracha. That's not the minhag for Sephardim. For the Sfaradim it's ner ishu beto, for the Ashkenazim it's ner lechol echad ve'echad. So for the Sfaradim, our minhag is that the head of the household is the one who makes the bracha, and is motzi everyone under his household, whether living in the house or they're not living in the house. The Ben Ishchai still writes, there is still an inyan of chinuch of your children, training your children to do mitzvot, and therefore the ner hanosaf, the extra candle, one should give for to his sons to do the mitzvot. Shegam bezeh haner nosaf yesh ktsat mitzvah. Because also with this ner nosaf is a mitzvah. Now what's this ner nosaf that he's referring to? So at first I thought he was referring to the additional nerot that are lit each and every night. Meaning on the first night you light one, the second night you light two. So on the second night the first one the Baal HaBayit should light, and the second one he's able to give to his son. That's not true, because the Ben Ishchai earlier, in the Ben Ishchai, in the Halachot of Chanukah, refers to the Ner Nosaf as the Shamash. It's the Shamash. So over here he's referring to the Shamash. So the Ner Nosaf means the additional light on top of the candles that you're lighting for Chanukah, for the Chanukiah. There's this additional light that it's a minhag to light, which is referring to the Shamash. So that you could give to your child, because yesh ktsat mitzvah. There's a small mitzvah in this, and therefore it's good to be mechanech your children. He says that is his minhag that he does at home, that he gives to his children the ner hanosaf to light. Aval lo yiten lahem lehadlik minerot shel chiyuv. He should not give to his children from the nerot of the chiyuv. Udlo keman dehetir bazeh. Says he should not give. No, so when he says nerot chiyuv over here, he's referring to even the ones that we accepted upon ourselves to light, meaning each and every night the additional lights. Because you're right, meikar din every night, you only have to light one ner. But he's talking about all the other nerot that we accepted upon ourselves to light. On the second night you light two candles, the additional one is the second one, and the third night is the second and the third one. So those you should do yourself. And you should not give it to a katan, and not like the one who is matir. The one who is matir was actually Rav Chaim Falaji, who writes in Moed Lechol Chai that there's no kibedah at all. Right, like what Ofik is saying. The meikar din, all you have to light, well, the ner chiyuv is only one candle every night. There's only one candle every night. That's the halacha. The additional ones, it's a chumrah that we accepted upon ourselves. So the Rav Chaim Falaji says you could give those. However, Rav Avadia writes in Alichot Olam that the chumrah that the Ben Ishchai writes over here, that the additional candles that one lights every night, on top of the one candle, the additional ones that he lights every night, that the Ben Ishchai says you should not give that to your child, to a katan. So Rav Avadia writes it's an extra stringency. It's a chumrah yetera. He doesn't know why the Ben Ishchai was machmir, because meikar adin, you only need to be in order to be otze. All you need to do is light the first candle. So Rav David Yosef, Rav Avadia Yosef's son, writes in Torah Moadim that when he was a child, Chacham Avadia would take Rav David's hand and put it beneath Rav Avadia's hand, meaning Rav Avadia would really be the one lighting, but under his hand he would be holding on to Rav David's hand. So Rav David writes that he thinks that Chacham Avadia was knowing like that to try to be yotze all the shitot. First of all, you're at least accomplishing some sort of chinuch for your children, but at the end of the day, who's the one that's lighting the extra lights? You are. The Baal HaBayit is. So he's being yotze the Ben Ishchai shita also, that the additional lights should be lit by the head of the household. Have an awesome day, everyone.